Scott Sedlick, the Avon Lake boys wrestling coach, with us. And coach, thanks for taking the time to join us. We appreciate it. How long have you been involved with wrestling at Avon Lake?
Now this would be my fifth year at Avon Lake. So yeah, just 5 years there. I was out in California before that.
Yeah, coming back from California, you know, Scott, and you know, you guys come off a pretty good year. You guys win the SWC. I think you went 7-0 in the duels in the SWC last year. Got a little bit rough for you out at Perrysburg. I think you would have liked to have gotten a couple more through. But a real strong season for the Avon Lake Shoreman last year. Looks like he got at least five district qualifiers coming back. Talk to us about who's coming back. And you also listed some real nice prospects here that maybe round that lineup out for you. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, you know, Jack Valerino coming back, and we got Clay Broadhurst, who was a state qualifier 2 years ago. Those guys are kind of leading that pack, and then we got a bunch of other guys, Gavin Andrews and Braden Patterson coming back as well, Nate Grieger. So we got a lot of good, those are the five guys coming back, and we got that qualified for districts, which was nice. And then we got a lot of other guys, like Schnabel missed his freshman year with the ACL. He'll be back in the starting lineup this year. He got 1 year of, you know, wrestling under his belly. He's only a junior, so he's going to look pretty tough. And then we got Felipe Covarrubias coming back. We got Josh Heath coming back. We got Abe Gill coming back. We got a lot of guys with experience. They're young, but they, you know, they got better. We did a lot of stuff in the off season. We went to camps. We wrestled, you know, in tournaments. We did a freestyle season. We did all the things you got to do to get better. So we're hoping that if they just progress the way they're supposed to progress, the lineup should be pretty solid.
So is there a target on your back this year at the SWC? It looks like there's going to be a lot of balance in the SWC this year. But you guys probably bring back as much firepower as anybody else.
Yeah, you know, I think whenever you win, no one wants you to win again. I mean, that's pretty much the nature of how it works. But yeah, it's going to be a good year for everybody. I think there is a lot of tough teams in the SWC, and we're all looking like we got some high spots and maybe some gaps here and there. But you just don't know how it's going to match up until you get out there and wrestle some matches.
And you guys host one of the granddaddies of the Lorain County tournaments with the Cobos. Tell us about the Cobos and how important that is for you guys to host that, and then that kind of kicks the wrestling season off here in Lorain County.
Yeah, it's just always a good test, you know, to find out, litmus test, see what's happening in the season. And, you know, with Avon coming and Amherst, we get some SWC teams in there, and you start to see some other teams from here and there, and Vermilion and St. Ed's Green team. And, you know, it's a tough tournament. You got a lot of tough kids, but it's – nobody's in shape yet. Nobody may not be at their weight class yet, so you don't really know what you're going to get. But the kids get out there, they get good experience, they get five matches in that day, and then maybe even six, depending on how it works out. So it's good. It's a good thing.
Coach, you mentioned you wouldn't be quite in wrestling shape at the beginning of the season. How long does it take? And is it a little different today because the kids wrestle so much in the off season? Does it take less time for them to get in shape, or does it still take the same amount of time like the old days?
I think it probably takes the same amount of time as it always did. However, you know, we have a lot of football players on our team, too, so they're coming off that season, and it takes them a while to get into wrestling shape after football.
State did a little favor to wrestling this year. They moved the start of football season up. Invariably, that first weekend of wrestling, a lot of teams that would be playing in the state semis or the state finals still wouldn't have their guys yet. We had Kirtland that come to a tournament for a long, long time, and they're back in the state championship now. Their kids will at least have a little bit of a break to get ready for the season. But
when is the Cobos then, if it's been?
And the state moved the season back to the 9th, so the 7th. So we had to go the second weekend, which had more competition. There's more tournaments happening that second weekend. There's not as many weekends before Christmas. So it took some of our teams out of the Cobos that normally were there. So we're going to have like 8 or 9 teams instead of a normal 12 to 13.
The state really kind of created a logjam on some of that.
Yeah.
Introduce your girls coach for us here, Scott.
This is Dennis Kopfer sitting over here.
Dennis.
And he's the head girls coach. He's got a heck of a team he's going to be coaching this year.
And actually, yeah, some of my favorite, my first introduction to girls wrestling was with three of the Avon Lake girls over the tournament. And Rajan knows she's one of my favorites. Any chance I get to interview, and she's, the microphone is her friend. She never met a microphone she didn't like. But, you know, you return her as a state runner-up this year. But talk to us, because you get a pretty strong squad over at Avon Lake.
We're going to do pretty decent this year. It's going to be a pretty strong squad. We're going to have Rajan, obviously, and Hattie, and Mallory, and Destiny, and I brought in four new girls this year. So it's going to be a fun year.
What do the total numbers look like right now, Scott?
We're looking at 9.
Okay. Will you guys do some dual meet stuff, too?
Yeah, we're wrestling the same dual meet schedule as the boys. There's enough girls to, for everybody to get some experience there, so we'll wrestle with them. We threw in a Lutheran West duel in the school and a duel with Menor in the middle of February, so that way we can stay busy instead of being bored in February like we were last year.
Have you done anything to just promote? You guys were some of the one of the first schools along with Keystone to actually have girls out. I mean, you had it out before it was fashionable, but you know, around the state. But have you done anything to promote that? To really try to get that influx of girls into the room, or have you turned these girls loose with, you know, Rajan and Hattie? Or they're great spokespeople for the sport of wrestling. There's no question about it.
Yeah, Rajan and Hattie are awesome for the sport. They go out there and they recruit the girls, and then we've been hitting social media like it's our job. We're constantly advertising boys and girls, you know, youth wrestling camps, everything that the wrestling club posts. It's for both boys and girls, and we make sure that we get equal representation that way. It's pretty awesome.
So with the returning state placer, tell us about what the expectations might be come March.
She goes back down to Columbus and she wins the ring. She comes back with the championship. That's her goal. That's what she spent all summer working on, was to improve and make sure she doesn't make the same mistakes she made down at Columbus, and she comes home with what she wants. She's one of the most dedicated people and driven people I've ever met in my entire life, and she's going to do some good things for this sport.
Will she have some company with her in Columbus?
Yeah, we should send her with some company again.
Okay, very good.
Coach, I don't know if we've asked this yet, but and maybe Tom knows the answer, but I'll just ask you. Rules differences with girls versus the boys in wrestling. Are there differences in the rules itself? Is the sport the same?
Sport is exactly the same. The only difference is the style singlet they have to wear. Other than that, everything else is exactly the same. And maybe some weight class differences. We don't do 106. We do 100, 105, 110, things like that.
Have you coached boys in the past?
I have. I started out as Scott's assistant, and I worked mainly with the heavyweights. So
then my next question would be, I know in other sports, sometimes I've talked to coaches that have done both boys and girls, whether it be track and field, whether it be basketball, whatever the case may be. Since you've coached both, are there differences in how they want to be coached, or is wrestling wrestling and is coaching coaching, and how do you go about that?
I mean, the cop-out answer is coaching's coaching, right? I mean, and coaching is coaching, but there is a difference between coaching boys and girls, and especially in such a physical sport as wrestling, right? You can't be as blunt with most girls as you can be with some boys, right? But you also can't talk to some boys the way you talk to some girls. Some girls really want you to be blunt with them, and some boys would be embarrassed by the way some of these girls act and treat each other sometimes. It's fun.
It's case by case.
Yeah, it's 100% case by case.
And just if you've never been to a girls' tournament, it's really quite the spectacle, because they turn into these extravaganzas, like when there's breaks in the sessions and the music and the camaraderie amongst, and the spirit amongst the girls is truly infectious. I got to be firsthand at a couple of those tournaments.
Scott, dance parties are amazing at the girls' tournament.
Incredible.
It's fun.
Scott,
it really is.
I'm going to turn it back to you, Scott. Postseason aspirations. Obviously, the conference is one, but talk to me about, you know, you were out at that. Perrysburg was just brutal last year. How do you get ready for a tournament like that?
I think Perrysburg's always brutal.
Yeah.
I don't care what team you are going to Perrysburg. We were unfortunate. We had a few different injuries with our top guys at the end of the season. Very bad timing for a lot of things. And so the tournament didn't turn out the way we wanted it to. But the kids on our team, they know. They wrestle with these kids every day in the practice room. They know who they are. They know they can wrestle with them. And now it's their turn to step up and do what they're supposed to do. And they know it's their turn. So they got to do their job. Step up, get to the state tournament, get on the podium. That's always the goal. That's what we preach every day in the wrestling room.
You know, I teased Scott a little bit last year. His dad's a Hall of Famer, too, and we had his dad, Frank Jane, was here a little bit earlier. Between those two, I think there's over 100 years of coaching between those two. So what's it like to have that kind of experience in the room to help you out, Scott?
Oh, it's always good because, especially this year, I had my labrum repaired on my shoulder, so I'm still not able to actually show moves in the wrestling room as of today. And so he's been holding down the fort this whole preseason, showing everything, doing everything. You'd think he's 50 years old again.
Well, guys, we really appreciate you coming up and joining us here at Smitty's in Elyria to talk to us about Avon Lake Wrestling, and we want to wish you the best of luck this season.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys. Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, guys.
It's our pleasure. That is the Avon Lake coaches.